Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pemerintah federal akan berusaha meredam kekhawatiran akan masalah keamanan privasi pada aplikasi pelacakan virus corona. Software ini bertujuan untuk melacak siapa saja yang berhubungan dengan kasus COVID-19. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan bagi SBS News. Sementara jumlah kasus virus corona berkurang di Australia, rencana kehidupan setelah pembatasan COVID-19 telah dimulai dengan sungguh-sungguh. Menteri Kesehatan Federal Greg Hunt mengatakan aplikasi milik pemerintah yang dinamakan COVID Safe akan menghentikan penularan dalam masyarakat.
And there are over 500 cases in Australia where we've never found the original source. It may be that two people have been standing in a line and one of them had accidentally been a little bit close. They might have been on public transport together. The names are not known and you would not be able to find that person and notify them that they're at risk. And they in turn might be in contact with a doctor or a nurse. And that's how an infection can get into an aged care centre, and it will help us as we seek to return to normal and the Australian way of life.
Sementara itu, Menteri Dalam Negeri Peter Dutton mengatakan aplikasi ini serupa dengan software Trace Together yang diterapkan di Singapura dengan mengumpulkan data bersalaman digital atau disebut digital handshake.
I was tested positive for COVID. You need to race back through your diary, work out who you've had contact with. But of course, there are people that you walk past in the street or that you stopped at the coffee shop or at the chemist or whatever, and you don't have all of that detail. The beauty of the app is that it can have a handshake, if you like, with people that you've been in close proximity with, phone to phone.
Aplikasi ini menggunakan koneksi Bluetooth pada telepon genggam untuk mencatat telepon lain yang berhubungan, termasuk mencatat jarak dan lamanya kontak. Pemerintah mengatakan paling sedikit 40% populasi Australia perlu mengunduh aplikasi ini agar pihak berwenang kesehatan mendapatkan informasi yang cukup supaya pelacakan efektif. Namun pelacakan kontak yang disebut oleh Perdana Menteri sebagai industrial scale menimbulkan kekhawatiran akan keamanan privasi. Justin Baird telah bekerja di bidang teknologi selama 2 dekade dan ia mengkhawatirkan efektivitas aplikasi ini.
It is able to run in the background, like that was one of the issues in Singapore. People would download the application, but it required you to kind of keep it in front and running because of the way that the Bluetooth connection worked. They've solved those problems with the Australian app, so that's really good, because now the app will be just as effective on Android devices as well as iPhones and iOS devices. So I think all of those things are making it much easier to use. The actual number of people using the app, it's important that everybody uses this app. I know that people were talking about 40%. If we had more than 50% of the population using this application, that would be really great. And again, I don't think people should be worried about the privacy implications. There's more information about people online than this app will ever be able to hold on to.
Menteri Han mengatakan lebih lanjut, hanya petugas kesehatan yang dapat mengakses data dari aplikasi ini.
I've already signed in to law on behalf of the government a Biosecurity Act determination which prevents access, which ensures that the data has to be kept on an Australian server. It cannot leave the country. It cannot be accessed by anybody other than a state public health official. It cannot be used for any purpose other than the provision of data for the purposes of finding people with whom you have been in close contact, and it's punishable by jail if there's a breach of that. Importantly, the data is deleted from your phone after 21 days. It's been assessed by the Privacy Commissioner, and there are only 4 things that are required from an individual. Obviously, your phone number, your name, your age range, and your postcode.
Juru bicara oposisi federal, Chris Bowen, mengatakan penting agar undang-undang aplikasi ini dicermati oleh parlemen dan khususnya penyelidikan Senat terhadap respon pemerintah terhadap virus corona.
Of course, it's essential that there be some sort of parliamentary role and some parliamentary oversight of the legislation and some opportunity for the parliament to examine the legislation before we actually vote on it. Obviously, it's a matter for Katie Gallagher and her committee. I imagine there'll be a hearing. There'll be an opportunity for the government to put its case. There'll be questions asked about the privacy implications. And that'll be an important step for the Australian people to see whether their concerns have been addressed.
Pemerintah federal mengatakan undang-undang aplikasi ini akan disampaikan ke parlemen selama masa sidang mulai tanggal 11 Mei. Penelitian baru dari Australia Institute memperlihatkan 45% warga Australia mau mengunduh aplikasi ini, sementara 28% menolak dan 27% tidak pasti. Anda bisa mendapatkan informasi terbaru mengenai virus corona dalam bahasa Indonesia di sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.